Moncrief on News Talk.
Dinner parties. Sometimes it can be difficult to know what to talk about, apart from all the usual boring stuff. So the podcaster Cassie Delaney started preparing questions in advance. She now has hundreds of them. Afternoon, Cassie.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Was this because you'd sat through so many tedious dinner parties that you...
So many banal conversations. No, that's desperate. It actually started because, I can't believe I'm going to say this on radio, I was at a couple of late night parties after a couple of drinks, and you'd be talking about the same stuff over and over again. So I started keeping a list of kind of funny and sort of deeper conversation starters on my phone. And it has grown and grown and grown over the last 2 years to the point now where I have over 300 and people are referring to me as the dinner party question lady.
At these late night parties, you were aware of them being boring.
You know what I mean?
You hadn't drunk enough, Cassie. That's what alcohol is for, makes other people interesting.
You're having a couple of drinks and everyone's talking about work and the weather and holidays and stuff. I was like, there has to be better conversations or at least funnier conversations that we can have with each other.
Yeah, so what was the first question you wrote? Can you remember?
Oh, the first one I think goes back to, it's like if you could relive a day in your life and not influence it at all, but just go back and observe it. What day would that be and why? So it's just to get people to reflect on things. But some of them are absolutely unhinged. Like if kitchen appliances could come to life, who do you think they'd elect as their leader?
Yeah. Ooh, that would be an interesting one. Yeah. I would imagine it would be charisma would have a lot to do with that there.
Fear factor is a big one here. Like I'm all about the immersion blender, but the fridge gets a lot of respect in this one.
Yeah. Well, if it was like a very cool looking coffee machine or something like that, people might be taken with that.
That's it, though. But those new Sage Nespressos are a dime a dozen. They don't stand out.
Oh, no, they don't. No, that's the thing. You want something a bit more kind of high tech for people to choose as their leader. If you were a whisk or something, you would be looking up for that.
Definitely something electoral, definitely something with a threat of violence.
In these questions, you have to choose them carefully in the sense of who you're with and how well you know them.
Yeah, so some of them are designed for, like, I've kind of separated them now into different categories. There's ones for dating, there's ones if you're with old friends, there's family-friendly ones if you're with your parents. And I just put them out on the internet, I keep them all on my Instagram, and people really respond well to them. You can judge it by the kind of group you're in at the time, and obviously the different time of day, whether it's an actual dinner party or whether you're out in the pub with friends for a couple of drinks. You can really see people either warming up, or there's a balance there between slightly deeper ones and then ones that are just there to have a laugh and have fun with.
But no, I assume you don't want to like put out a question that's going to make everybody uncomfortable and no one's going to answer that question.
Absolutely not. The general rule of thumb is if your answer is very sad, you can't play.
Oh, so but then are you restricting the conversation? Because they're a sad story. I know it's sad, but it might, be fascinating. It might be a window into their soul.
In the right circumstances, I think if you're willing to open up and have these deeper conversations, and that's the thing about this. I think people are dying to chat and they're dying to chat about things more than work, more than what their day to day is. And these conversation starters do allow people to open up a little bit more. But if I'm doing them with friends, I make sure that if we're going a little bit deeper, we're kind of in a safer space. So it might be just back at a house or at an actual dinner party. But down at the pub, it's really just about having a laugh, getting to know people. And what's great about it is it's a really nice way to bring people into the conversation as well, because you'll sit around in a circle and everyone will give their answer rather than having these like separate little siloed conversations.
Yeah. And when there's a group of people, there's always one or two who are dominating the conversation and the rest of them
just
are sitting back.
God-given yappers on this world. I'm one of them, but it's about facilitating the conversation amongst people as well, I think, sometimes.
And for dates, though. There's a balance there between this is interesting and she's insane. I'm going to leave now and climb up the toilet window.
There's been a lot of first dates and not a lot of second dates, Sean, but we're doing our best. The thing about dates, again, it's you be upfront with it. I say, look, I keep these dinner party questions on my phone. Do you want to play through a couple of them? And you can tell very quickly whether it's going to be a good date or a bad date or a second date's going to happen or not. Because what I've found is I'll ask a load of questions. And there's been many people on this planet that have not said, and you? Or what is your thoughts? They love to chat.
Oh.
I can tell you some of the deepest, darkest secrets of people I've only met once.
But they haven't asked you the same question in return.
They don't turn around and ask questions back, is what I've noticed a lot of the times in a dating situation.
That's so... But that tells you a lot about a person anyway if they don't ask you about yourself.
It absolutely does. It does.
Yeah. But do you take the phone out? I suppose you explain
it
to them.
Because there's hundreds of them. And as well, the difference is I scroll through them and judge kind of where the tone of the evening is at. So like if I were to read them all in like sequential order, it is unhinged. And I'm aware that it's unhinged. But if I pick and choose them and kind of steer the conversation nicely, if there's been a slightly heavier one, going back to something like the kitchen appliances or like what colour is a sundae, that always brings about a good conversation as well. And trying to really kind of caress that balance in the conversation. So there's light and dark. It's all about levity, really.
And are people using your questions and are they asking your permission first?
Well, I know a lot of people are sharing their own with me. So I started by putting them out on my Instagram. I have a podcast as well called The Creep Dive, and we were doing a couple of them on that, and people started reaching out looking for more. So I put screenshots up on my Instagram and I've started now asking them on TikTok, and they've just kind of blown up there. People sending in their own, responding to them, or, you know, saving the videos to ask their own friends later on.
What happens when you go on a date and then he pulls out a phone and says, I have a series of questions here I'd like to ask you, and they're your questions?
In heaven. We'll be asking, what's your favourite song to walk down the aisle to? And off we'll go.
Okay, fair enough. Cassie, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was the podcaster Cassie Delaney there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.